Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program, our fearless leader will be here soon enough. I'm Jay Kirshner. We have Jen Horn. And
it's Super Bowl. It's the astronauts. If you're listening, yeah.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, you had mentioned previously, Jen, like just a few moments ago, isn't the Monday after Super Bowl a holiday?
It should be, because I think, isn't it like the biggest day of the year to have people call out sick?
I thought it was this day or the day after St. Paddy's Day.
Oof,
it feels like this day more so. And I feel like, do people call out ahead of time? Do they already know they are not planning to come in, so they take that vacation day?
Or
do they wait for the day of? Yeah, and they take that sick day. Which, technically it is a sick day.
Exactly. Especially if you stayed up a little too late. Maybe your team didn't win, or maybe it's in. You're excited. You've been celebrating. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But it is difficult. I mean, I live on the West Coast, and I always think about this during sporting events, because on the West Coast, we're okay. I mean, I was done with the Super Bowl. It was over about 8 o'clock. So by the time everybody's, you know, done throwing confetti, you can go to bed by like 8:30, 9 o'clock, which is not terrible. But for you East Coasters, that's, you know,
it was 11 o'clock. Yeah, then after all of the rest of the stuff, and I actually kind of wanted to watch the show that was on afterwards. What is it called? Tracker, with the dude from...
Oh, Jason Hartley. I did too.
He was in the Bad Moms Christmas movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in a lot of stuff. This is Us. Yeah. Yep. But I kind of wanted to check that out. I'm like, you know what? I can just stream it. Thank you. Thank you to the current technology that allows a lot of that. But, okay, so...
It looked good, though.
Yeah. Well, okay, for Super Bowl, there's so much to discuss, because there's, from start to end, the game itself, the pre stuff, the commercials, the performances, the overtime, I think they said this on air, and I can't remember when it was, but I think this is only the second time that there was overtime in the Super Bowl. I'll have to definitely go back and fact check that. But it has been 20 years since a back-to-back Super Bowl win. It was the Patriots last time in 2003-2004 season. I don't know why. My brain is on baseball already, and it took me forever to pull out Super Bowl. My brain kept saying World Series.
Okay, yeah, so a lot of people have done the switch. You know, now it's officially baseball season. Spring training is here.
I thought
that the game was really good. I thought both teams were pretty evenly matched. I think what really makes the difference, it was a really great coaching matchup between Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan. I thought they were really, really good. And look, just to mix it up, I don't really have, like, oh my gosh, love. I've rooted for the Chiefs before. I've rooted not often for the 49ers, but I thought it might be fun to see someone different just to kind of shake it up, because you do get into those realms where you have a dynasty team like the Patriots and like the Chiefs are right now. I think we can now call this
a dynasty team.
Yeah, for sure. And so I was kind of rooting for the 49ers, but I just thought that it was a good game all the way through, so I wasn't sad about it. The only bummer, don't know if you saw it, Travis Kelce pushing his own coach, did not like that. That was kind
of
a
that was definitely a moment. And when they play the replay in slow motion, you can see how caught off guard Reed is. But
he got pushed over.
Yeah. There were a lot of emotions. I mean, obviously, with the Super Bowl, but you could see it on the field, too, with both teams, where the emotions were getting the best of them. They were making dumb mistakes that they hadn't made during the normal season. It's like they saved it for Super Bowl and all of that. At the beginning, we'll start from the top. The CBS Presents and the Sinatra My Way Open with the orchestra.
Oh, great.
That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then the scenes with the players watching their family members and, like, this confessional type open at the ending of that My Way open. It was so moving. It was great. It was really good. The all of the pre stuff on the field. Andra Day singing Lift Every Voice. Her suit was fierce. I absolutely love that. Her voice is always incredible. The entry tunnel was so lighted and fun. Did you see that? It was almost
that was really, really pretty.
Yeah, that was one of those settings that they have at different, I don't know what they're called, but they're like Instagram museums where it's just basically you go through this museum like setup and everything is an Instagram worthy kind of photo. And I was wondering, did it actually look like that for them too, or was that something that was kind of
like thrown in post?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I think it might have looked like that actually. I thought it was a really cool setup for them to run through for sure. I don't know why they would cut corners because it's Super Bowl and it would probably pump them up, and it was fun to watch
Vegas.
The day getting pumped.
Yeah, of course.
It's Vegas, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Post Malone, America the Beautiful. He did such a great job with that.
Great.
Of course, they cut to Taylor Swift's during a moment with Post Malone, America the Beautiful, and she was having this cute moment snuggling with her BFF, Blake Lively. But can we please have a moment and acknowledge how incredibly beautiful Blake Lively is?
Yeah,
like, that is one beautiful human being. And I don't just mean on the outside. Like, on the inside, too. She has been involved in making sure the paparazzi leave the children of celebrities alone. She is a big advocate and very vocal on acknowledging and the education of what pedophilia and child pornography really is and how young they actually go and all of this stuff. And in the fight of that, she is a huge advocate for the safety and well-being of all children. Reba's national anthem.
Well, and she's got great hair, Blake Lively.
Oh, yeah. Great style. I mean,
yeah, Reba was my girl. Love her. And
Reba
having the flyover and the flag. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Uh-huh. And for anybody who was betting, is it over under for 2 minutes or 1:30?
Ooh, I don't know if I remember.
I'll forget what it is, but anyway, it clocked in at 95 seconds. Her national anthem did. So that was 1 minute, 35 seconds. So if it's over under for 1:30, just 5 seconds over. And then right after the national anthem, the very first commercial is a horror film trailer. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did see that.
It was a total change of, like, vibe and energy.
Yep. Everybody was very happy and then screaming on their
And then all of a sudden it was like, and normally I feel like with those kind of movies, who was that? Was that Jordan Peele? Was that his
movie? A Jordan Peele movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times with those kind of movies, you don't see what the creature is, or there's still, like, a lot of suspense around it. And it was kind of like, I felt like we watched the whole movie. Like, there were some jump scares in the trailer.
Yeah, I was kind of back and forth, but that was, I was listening to everybody that I was watching with, and people were screaming.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I want to see this, I want to see this. Like, I think maybe you already did.
Yes. And then I brought out the Lahaina High School football team. They were honored just before the coin toss. That was awesome. We got to see a lot of first looks with back to the commercials. I'm pretty much just trying to go start from finish rather than like commercials.
It's good.
Or
it's like,
but the first look with Wicked.
Chronology.
Yeah, like the first look with Wicked. That was a good one.
I
do too. I don't like that it's broken into two films, which I get. And I wonder if they're going to do it like the stage show where the first act is the first
That's
film
what
and
I've
the second
heard.
Act is the second film. But I just kind of feel like, I don't know, when the first act, and I feel like the second act is kind of boring compared to the first act. Like, once the first act ends and they sing that big song, there's that big moment, and then all of a sudden you go into intermission and you come back, and I'm just kind of like, still great, but not as great as what the ending of the first act was.
I think, you know, it's been a long time since I've seen it. It's been probably 5 or 6 years, but I do think that the scenery and stuff is going to be what that movie's all about. I think watching the effects and watching all of how beautiful it looked when they were going through the preview, I don't know. I think that's one of those movies that you're going to see, and maybe the content doesn't matter as much as what you're looking at. It's going to be a beautiful film, I think, just looking at what surrounds it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I was going to, there was like a couple other trailers that now I can't even remember.
Wicked was a big one for me. That was the one that I thought was great.
Was there a Deadpool trailer? I missed it. I did have to like walk away a few times. How was that one? I have not seen that one yet.
You know, I think that might have been one when I was up and around. Typical Deadpool, you know, you see him jumping around and stuff. I'm not a big fan of that franchise, so I kind of tuned out. That was the moment where I'd kind of look away. But there was a Deadpool, and I think, that's number three for them?
Yes, it's the third one.
Third one, right? James, are you excited to see Deadpool? I don't know.
I like the movies. I did like the movies whenever they came out. The first one came out in 2015 and the second one in 2018, I think. This one is going to connect in with all the other Marvel movies, which the series has never done before. So that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
It looks fun. It looks like it's going to be really good.
Pretty cool. There are a lot of vintage kind of vibes with everything. Some of the commercials, like we already discussed, starting with Sinatra and the CBS, you know, CBS Presents open for Super Bowl. I can't recall which ones. There were a couple other Sinatra songs used in commercials. There was, what is it, Quando, 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 Humperdinck, used in the Mick Ultra commercial. And did you see the retro Kennedy campaign ad?
I loved it, actually. And I kind of wanted to give him props for doing a Super Bowl ad. Good for him.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought it was kind of cool. It looked at the vintage quality, as you mentioned, and it was just kind of fun to see him actually spend the money to try to get some attention, try to gin it up a little bit, because we're getting there. You know, it's a lot of people are like, why can't I vote for him on Super Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. You know, depending on how your state runs, he's going to be a general election candidate, but it's still worth the opportunity to make it look like he's playing with the big guys by advertising during the Super Bowl. If he can afford it, might as well.
And whoever the person is that kind of really went with the storyboarding that campaign ad, kudos, because it was awesome. It really was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good ad. And, you know, I was kind of disappointed on the main with some of the ads. I mean, it was fun to see the movie ads, of course, and it was fun to see the Kennedy ad. There were some funny ones, which I'm sure we're going to go through, but I thought I was, you know, I always expect so much.
They were
lackluster. I don't know if I got as much.
Uh-huh.
It was very safe this year, I thought.
Yeah, it was pretty lackluster. We will go into it more. It's 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
I Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen will be here before we know it. Now, some big things happened this weekend. Of course, the big game. But that's not all. There were some celebrity birthdays, some significant, powerful celebrity birthdays. Are you an Elizabeth Banks fan, Jen?
I do. I like her a lot.
I love her. I think she does great work, and she's so multi-talented. Well, she celebrated her 50th birthday with a cute short little video on social media where she's peeking through streamers, and she's like, hey, who wants to see my birthday suit? And then she dramatically throws the streamers out of the way to reveal that she's in a head-to-toe metallic gold bodysuit. And then she's just, like,
wow,
prancing around.
Her.
Yeah, she's just, like, prancing around and everything. Well, and she captioned it, birthday suit, hashtag 50, and she, when did she do this interview? She was talking about aging and that her philosophy is to, quote-unquote, age gracefully, whatever that means to you. And then she dives into, like, she's trying to age gracefully, but she also wants to feel confident in what she's doing and stay confident about aging and how her mental health is most important when it comes to beauty. And I think that's really true. Like, I don't remember that how the old saying actually goes, but you look how you feel.
I think that's right. I think you people who have that effervescent, like, youthful glow, it's because they're youthful on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, like, how often have you had somebody ask you, like, one of your friends, like, hey, how does this outfit look on me? And you're kind of like, well, it looks good. They're like, I just feel uncomfortable. And it's like, well, then change. Because if you feel uncomfortable, you're going to look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's just that's how it is going to be.
You can't be happy when you're feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah,
unless you're young, because think about some of the crazy outfits you wore when you were young, and there's no way we were comfortable, but we did it anyway.
I feel like we were, not with the shoes, the high-heeled shoes. I don't know how I didn't break more ankles more times with those high-heeled shoes, but the outfits, I feel like I always remember feeling comfortable, because I was always a texture person. If something did not feel right, I would not wear it, and I'm still that way.
Yeah, I think back to, like, the really low-rise jeans. I think back to a lot of high-heel shoes, to dresses.
Oh,
like
low-rise jeans and crop tops. Like, why didn't nobody ever say, hey, pick one? Well, there is another significant birthday. There is another significant birthday, and we will reveal right after this.
For adults those with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's a birthday celebration type of weekend in addition to the big game, and 55 years young Jennifer Aniston celebrated her birthday. Girl looks good.
Who looks great. In the commercial for the Super Bowl, by the way. She looked great with David
Schwimmer. I loved that
fun
commercial. The Uber Eats one where, and it's so true, that saying about how you have to forget something to remember something. We've all been there. We all do that regularly. But just the slew of celebrities and the other storylines of the non-celebrities of, what did I forget? What did I forget in order to remember something? But with Jennifer Aniston and, oh my gosh, Ross Geller, David Schwimmer. There it is. That was so cute. That was so funny. And then Jelly Roll with his tattoos. Like, these are not rubbing off. Good things. Well, happy birthday to Jennifer Aniston over the weekend. It is 6... It's not 67. It's 27.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays, and use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Doug Stephan with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is backing his boss after last week's special counsel report that referred to issues with President Biden's memory. Mayorkas says the special counsel's investigative report on Biden's handling of classified documents was no place for that feedback.
The special counsel made gratuitous, unnecessary, and inaccurate personal remarks.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Tragedy strikes over the weekend. The CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, Herbert Wigwe, along with his wife and son, died in a helicopter crash near Interstate 15 in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Herbert Wigwe, who served as the chief executive of Access Bank, was among six people aboard the aircraft when it crashed shortly after 10 p.m. local time. All six people on board died, including two pilots and the former chair of NGX Group, Nigeria's stock exchange. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
Thinking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce really makes me smile. It is one of those nice distractions, and I think that I am on my own here. Jen, you don't love it as much, do you? You're not a Swiftie.
I just don't care. It's oversaturated, I think. So, I'm happy that, you know, that's great. It's
but who cares about celebrity relationships or any relationships?
Well, it's not that, because I think people do care about celebrity relationships. It's just this one feels like it's been thrown at us a lot, and I can't even say it's their fault. You know, for the people who get angry, like, she's doing something, or he's doing something, it's stupid media showing every 5 seconds her jumping around in a box. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I think it's interesting to see other celebrities watching football, too, not just Taylor Swift.
Did you see how many people were there? Like, it was obvious.
Yeah, it was star-studded.
Stacked house. Yeah. You had Blake Lively was there with Taylor Swift, and then you had Jay-Z and Beyonce were there. Who else was there? Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, I believe Khloe Kardashian, Winnie Harlow. Wait, what's her name? Winnie Harlow?
The model.
There were a lot. Yeah, Russell Wilson, Ciara. There was just, it was definitely a stacked house, as it would be. It's the Super Bowl to begin with, and it's in Vegas. Like, that's just a 3-hour drive, a 20-minute plane ride.
Yeah, it's a fast one. In fact, there was a, I don't know if you heard, not to bring this down, and we'll go back to Taylor, but there was a helicopter crash with some world banking executives. They were leaving L.A. helicopter, which is what I think a lot of people did, to celebrity-wise anyway, to get to Vegas because it's an easy flight, and they ended up having a helicopter crash. It was like the head of a Nigerian bank, and I'm not being funny I know everybody, Nigerian bank scams get quite the rap, but this was like a legit leader of a bank who went down in the desert. So, yeah, that's the way they get there, and it was jam-packed with celebs. Like I said, I don't have strong feelings either way. Mm-hmm. I think
why are people so mad at, especially at Taylor Swift? Like, why are people so mad at her when she is not the one that's putting herself up on the screen? She's not having the cameras point at her. But also, kudos to the NFL in general for knowing that there are a lot of people who are fans of hers that are probably watching football now because of her. So they're kind of giving them that. But did people get this mad at other celebrities who dated athletes that went to the games? And were they even shown this much? Was that, I don't recall there being any uproar with J-Lo when she would go to the sporting events for, now I'm blanking on his name, great, Derek Jeter. With Victoria Beckham, when she used to go to David Beckham's matches before they were even married. You had Usher. Usher was shown, I don't know if he was shown nationally all the time on TV, but he was always shown during the Cavs games, at least in-house, like pretty much anytime something happened or whenever there was a timeout or anything, he was always shown back when he was a minority, he had a minority stake in the team. And I don't remember any kind of uproar as much as what's happening now. Or do we just tired of things a little bit more easily?
Honestly, I also think there's a lot of political ramifications with this one, too, because I think she's been pretty outspoken about being a supporter of Biden. She went in the last election cycle pretty hard against Marsha Blackburn and Travis Kelce, because, you know, Mr. Pfizer is what they call him, because he took all that money, more money than he even earns playing football, to be a representative for Pfizer. So I'm sure there's a piece of politics because, you know, everybody has to be divided along those lines. I don't know. I think it's oversaturated, but I can't say I blame her for it or him. I will say that I used to enjoy him quite a bit. I thought low-class move with Andy Reid when he kind of pushed him down because he just had to get back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I can't say they're my favorites. It's just, let's let it breathe for a little bit. I'm glad football season's over so that we can let this get old, so maybe next season it won't be the driving headline.
Yeah, I am looking forward to baseball. I am excited to see what's going to be happening with baseball. Back to the game, the game itself, the sports ball, the athletes. I'm joking. I actually really do follow football and I like football. There were a lot of injuries that were happening on the field, but I think one of the maybe most crushing and kind of shocking was Dre Greenlaw's when he tore his Achilles running back out into the field. And I know he had a difficult season. He had a lot of injuries. He had some issues with that Achilles. Was it Achilles tendonitis that had him out and questionable kind of even at the start of this year for the postseason? And just his leg gave out and you just saw him that like the way there, when you see an athlete fall to the ground and you know they're injured, there are some different ways that they move where you are like, okay, they're going to be okay. They just need to walk it off. Or, all right, they might be out for a couple games. And then there's other wins where it's like, no, this
that
is a significant issue. Like that, as soon as he went down, it was like he's going to need surgery for whatever just happened. And it turned out, yes, he did tear his Achilles.
Yeah, I watched it. Because at first you're like, you expect it to happen kind of in the throes of the game. But he just went down so fast and so hard, and you can tell in a painful way, did he break his leg? What was going on? Mm-hmm. And it was heartbreaking because it wasn't in play and because it was relatively early in the game. And I, for every one of these guys, as much as there is passion, to they mm-hmm. want to play in the game. That's all they want to do is have yeah. time in the game. So...
And
it's sad when they go down like that.
Yeah, oh, yes. Well, at all. And when you see somebody go down like this where they just kind of take a step and they go down, a lot of times my first thought wasn't even the Achilles. It was an ACL tear. It was like you could tell he tore something, but I was first thinking ACL. Okay, back to the commercials. What was your favorite?
The Dunkin' Donuts with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon
Same.
And Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that was
and Tom
the first
Brady.
Commercial that even felt great. That even felt like the commercials were kind of lackluster, and it took a while of getting into them before finally it was like, oh my gosh, that's a really good commercial. I think that was my favorite too. The one that got me closest to tearing up, because you know there's always some commercials that try to tug at your heartstrings. The one that got me the closest to almost tearing up was the Kia electric vehicle one. Did you see that? Where the girl is doing ice skating competition. She looks up at the seats, and it's her dad and then an empty seat, and she just looks bummed, and he sees her look bummed and looks over at the empty seat. And then when she's done, they're driving home, and then he reroutes to drive elsewhere, and here it was her grandfather who couldn't make it because he has to stay inside, and he's in a wheelchair. And the dad hooks all the stuff up to the car, and then she does her performance on ice right outside of his home, and he's watching
it,
and it's just like, yeah, that was the one that really made me almost tear up. And also the Budweiser Clydesdales, I feel like it wasn't until, and maybe it was earlier in the game, it just happened to be one of the points that I had walked away, but I didn't see it until towards the end, because I kept thinking, like, where are the Clydesdales?
I felt like there were a lot of the ones that we normally would see, a lot of the Budweiser, a lot of the, like either Coke or Pepsi would always do. I feel like those were missing this year. I know Budweiser was there, Bud Light was there. They were trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't seem like the old Super Bowl where you were getting those big, like, blockbuster commercials.
Yeah, like back-to-back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do think T-Mobile was very funny. A lot of celebrities, they spent a lot of money. There was the one where they were all doing, like, interviews, like, video things to try to win, like, the influencer thing for T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah. That
Bradley
one
Cooper
was Jennifer
mom.
Hudson. Bradley Cooper and his mom need to have their own show. They are
hilarious
together. They're so cute. The Verizon one with Beyonce, that was a fun one. And then when they went into...
She was Barbie.
Yeah. And Beyonce for President BOTUS.
That's right.
When they went into overtime, some of the, like, shorter versions of the commercials they had already played got to re-air again, and that was one of them. And even the shortened version was pretty cool. But, yeah, the going into overtime, and it was just, I felt like it was a really good game. It was not one team just overtaking the other ones. And, of course, I'm from Cleveland. I'm a Browns fan, but we don't ever really expect. We joke about it, like, oh, next year's our season. This is our season. Super Bowl's ours, blah, 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 blah. There was even a United, was it American? No, it was United commercial, where they were talking about, like, Cleveland, it's going to be your year. Go ahead and book those tickets now, blah, 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 like all of this stuff. But I also do like the Chiefs, and I like, my husband and I have been Chiefs fans for some time because we have really close friends who are in Kansas City, and mm-hmm. they kind of got us into Chiefs fans. Of course, if, you know, the Chiefs were to play the Browns, we know who we're...
What would you have to do? Come on.
Yeah, we know who we're rooting for when that happens. But it was fun. I felt very anxious during that game, especially in overtime. Well, and towards the end of the regular game and then in overtime. And I can't imagine when it is your actual, like, home team. If it were to be the Browns, I think I might have actually gotten sick. Like,
you would be out today.
I cannot imagine.
You'd have the super flu.
Yeah, I've never experienced it with the Browns being in the Super Bowl. But just how anxious and how much I wanted the Chiefs to win and just how close of a game it was. Kudos to all of you fans of really good sports teams who are used to this and do this regularly. Like, kudos.
It's different because, and you know, so many people, like for me, I'm a diehard Dodger fan when it comes to baseball. But with football, I grew up in L.A., starting to have the Raiders and the Rams, but during my childhood, they both left town. And so, for me, I never really had that home team allegiance to a football team. So, mm-hmm. I always kind of go game by game and season by season. Last year, I was rooting hard for the Chiefs. This year, I was rooting for the 49ers because I played fantasy football, and I had Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel. And so I'm like, you know, I won my league. I won $100 because of these guys. I owe them my allegiance. So I was cheering for them. But it is funny when you don't have a home base, how you float around so much. I mean, I'll cheer like crazy for the Rams and the Chargers now, but, you just, when you don't grow up with that team, you are sort of like a fair weather football fan.
Mm-hmm.
One year's team that you root for could be the next year's team that you're rooting against. It's pretty funny.
If you were to move and you started also, like, you know, you still have your main team. They're always number one in your heart. But you move to a new location and you start rooting for that team and they happen to actually be really good. Can people say that, like, you are just jumping on a bandwagon or are you rooting for the town itself?
I think if you move someplace, automatically. I think about a friend of mine who is a diehard Yankees fan, grew up in Connecticut, loves the Yankees. He will not root for the Dodgers no matter what. But if he did, I'd welcome him in. I wouldn't be mad. He lives in L.A., so why wouldn't he be rooting for the
home team? Some people do. Some people hold their team so close to their heart. When we moved to Nashville, they had a really good hockey team. The Predators. We never paid any attention to the Predators, but we also, in Cleveland, we don't have professional hockey. Like, we don't have NHL. We have AHL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's not the same. So we never really paid attention to it much, didn't really follow the Predators at all. So when we moved, we were cheering on the Predators, and they were really good, and they went to the Stanley Cup, and people would say, the people who were the ones that held them so close, of like, nope, unless you've always been with them, then you can't jump on the bandwagon now. And it was like, but we just moved here.
Yeah.
Why can't, like, a win for them is a win for the town, isn't it? Don't you think, like... If the Predators win, then Nashville wins. Chiefs won. Kansas City as a whole wins.
I think, yeah, Kansas City wins when they have a team. I mean, my goodness, you get a dynasty going, and now they're already talking about a three-peat in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's really good. I mean, it's very similar to how it felt with the Patriots in Boston for a long time. And, it's good. It's good for the area, for sure.
Well, and James, you're in Dallas, where the Cowboys used to be, like, really good. The Cowboys used to be clutch.
Used to be.
Yeah, used to be. Was that a hard transition to no longer be a winner?
I mean, I wasn't a big fan, like, when they were on a big winning streak. But ever since I can remember, they've never been able to pull through for me personally. So I kind of have a vendetta against them, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, good grief. Wait, Chen, how long ago was that? How long ago was that? If even James is like, I don't remember them being winning.
I know. It was a long time ago.
What year is it? How old are we? It's 48 after the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug will be with us before we know it. He will be back soon enough. I am Jay Kirshner. We have James Collins, and we have Food, Farm, and Family Time.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so this is, I feel like this is going to take up a chunk of our conversation, so we are just going to get into this.
Okay.
The Rizzo Lopez cheese recall with the Cotija. I think it's Cotija and then a couple other cheeses.
Right,
but the Cotija is the one that is used by so many other brands. It's been recalled because of Listeria contamination. Well, all of these other brands that have different salad kits and ready to eat meals or taco kits, all of this stuff, all being recalled. And poor Trader Joe's, who can't stay out of the news with recalls lately, this one isn't even on them. This is Trader Joe's is issuing a recall for certain products, more than one, because it contains the Cotija cheese from Rizzo Lopez.
No, I'm not familiar with Cotija cheese. Is that what it is? What is that? Is that like?
Yeah, it's kind of like Mexican Parmesan.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Is it come in like those packages and it's kind of like soft? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I wouldn't really call it soft. It's like you can get it already grated, and you know how, like, if you get the Kraft Parmesan cheese,
uh-huh,
and, like, shake it out? It's kind of like that texture once you grate it, and if you grate it finely enough. And a lot of people can use it in, we use it on street corn, whenever I make street corn at home, or we'll use queso and stuff like that. It's not like a table cheese that kind of cut up and put on a cracker.
I'm caught up, yeah.
Yes. So it's oftentimes used as in, like, the additional little packet of the grated cheese that comes with these salad kits, or sometimes it is used in the dressing that comes with these that you have. Let's see. So Trader Joe's is on it because they have so many different products that contain this cotija cheese. You have Bright Farms with their recall of the Southwest Chipotle salad.
Mm-hmm.
Ready Pack Foods is recalling four different salad kits. Braga Fresh, I'm not familiar with that brand, but it's nationwide, so still something to be aware of. Their Market Side Bacon Ranch Crunch Chopped Salad Kit. The Taylor Fresh Foods Market Side Bacon Ranch Crunch Salad Kit.
Good Lord.
I know, right? You have Dole Fresh Vegetables, which Dole does so many pre-cut, pre-done salad. And they have a number of salad kits that are being recalled. Albertsons Companies, Fresh Express is another big one who's always in the news because there's always something going on with their romaine or something or their other salad kits. Well, this one, again, they have two salad kits that are being recalled because of this. Save Mart, Lucky, and Lucky California stores.
You know, you'd think with a name like Fresh Express, you would think that there'd be less, like, contaminations and recall because they'd be, you know, fresh and probably healthy for you. But no, this is probably, like, one of our most popular recall departments, you know?
Well, and it's always happening with the pre-cut items, whether it is pre-cut lettuces or pre-cut actual salad kits, pre-cut fruits.
Right.
It was going around with cantaloupe for a long time. And cantaloupe's a big one that it has, because of the skin of it, is so divoted and it's just not smooth that it's really hard to clean it off with all the nooks and crannies. And mm-hmm. So many people believe that if they're not eating the outside of the fruit, they can just cut right through it and then cut out the inside. They don't really have to wash the outside, but your knife is still going through the barrier of the outside, and if there is anything contaminating the outside, it's now on your knife sliding through the inside. So you still have to wash everything off, but with cantaloupe, it's just... it is very difficult to wash everything off.
Yeah, this is why my girlfriend and I, we have decided to start going to the farmer's market way, way more. And there's even one in downtown Dallas that we always go to. So, I mean, obviously, if there's a farmer market, go to that, please. I mean, because you're more than likely to avoid all of this stuff, all the recalls and the hysteria and everything else we talk about. You're more than likely to avoid that at the farmer's market.
Farmer's market, especially because it's coming straight from the farmer. Some farmers markets that they don't come straight from that farm, but another farm kind of like buys the product and then they also send it. There was this one farmers market that we would always go to, and we asked this one farm stand at one point, because we're like, why is your stuff always so much fresher than the other farm stands? And they're like, well, the other farm stands are using our stuff, but it travels less with us because we're bringing it straight here, where with them, we have to take it to them first, and then they bring it here.
Oh.
And it's never the same day because they have to, like, process through everything.
Right.
But then you take it to, you know, grocery store stuff where it's more like... warehouse.
Yeah. You're on the market. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and also the pre-cut things, that's more likely to be contaminated, again, just because it's not clean enough. So I know it's inconvenient. I'm a big sucker for getting things that are pre-cut, but if we just cut it ourselves, it takes a little bit of that risk out.
Don't be lazy.
Thank you so much, James.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.